USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
War has broken out in the Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot as roughly 3 million people try to flee Russian hostility. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the hastened UN emergency meeting last night.
Russia has brought its people, the Ukrainian people, and the world to the brink of a conflict that will produce an untold amount of human suffering. Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden has condemned Putin's deadly actions in Ukraine and vowed to unload severe sanctions against Russia and its leadership sometime Thursday. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two lead investigators against President Trump and his business dealings in New York State have suddenly resigned, indicating the investigation against Trump could be over.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignations to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Reports out of the White House say an Iran nuclear deal could be reached soon. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed Biden's stance on Iran as weak. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra says Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Diplomacy and the threat of sanctions have failed in Ukraine. Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor. The roadways leading out of the capital city of Kyiv have become a parking lot, as roughly 3 million people are trying to flee the bombardments. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Rick Grenell on Newsmax says that former Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany are at fault for this, emboldening Russia with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline plans. But more importantly,
we should all be saying a prayer for the people of Ukraine. This is a needless war. It should not be happening. And I blame the Germans for showing how weak they were going to be on the world stage, certainly encouraging NATO members to not help Ukraine, certainly telling the Ukrainian government to take NATO membership off the options list, to give in to the Russians. The weakness that the Germans have created has really caused this rewriting of borders in Europe.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.